Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, full disclosure, ladies and gentlemen, I had no intention of really discussing the James Williams thing today, and I really don't want to. But Husker History on X found a press conference from Casey Thompson. It's like less than 90 seconds. And he's like, this is how you handle this. So we're going to play that clip, spend maybe 20 seconds on it, and then move on and be done. I just thought the clip was a perfect example of how it should be handled. And then we'll move on. Go ahead and roll that Casey Thompson clip there, Jake.
One thing that I wanted to say, just to inform you guys, I was asked a question last week by one of you about how does the skill depth here compare to at Texas. But I just thought, I'm very close with those guys over at Texas, and I just want to say I wish them best of luck this season, and I'm still close to a lot of the players. And actually, I got a lot of texts and calls from the players after the game last week. They were watching DeMarvion Overshawn, their starting Mike linebacker over there. I still keep in touch with Bijan Robinson. Roshan Johnson's our running back over there, team captain, a really good player. And but I just want to say I respect them. But moving forward from here on out, I don't want to really be asked questions about, you know, Texas, because trying to focus on Nebraska and moving forward with this team. And I'm always trying to encourage the players and stuff that we have here. But I was asked a question last week about how does the skill set depth compare here at Texas? And I said, we have more depth, and a lot of the Texas fans and media, of course, took it to say Casey Thompson said that the skill set depth at Texas wasn't very good. And, you know, I never said anything like that. So I don't want to stir the pot about anything, and I'm not trying to go down that path. But like I said, I wish them the best of luck. I have a lot of respect for Coach Sark and that team. They've always had talent. You know, talent's never been an issue. They have a really good team, really good coach. Bijan Robinson is one of the best athletes and running backs I've ever been around. Xavier Worthy is one of the best route runners. Like, those guys deserve everything that's going their way. But moving forward, I just want to talk about Nebraska football, the games that we have at hand and the issues that we have here. So nothing but respect for those guys. So I appreciate you guys, and thank you.
All right, Jake, what do you think? Is that how it should be done?
Yes. Casey Thompson was very good in front of the mic. I always credit him for that. He came in for a few interviews too, and you just could tell, you know, how much effort he kind of put into to bettering his game. But again, that was part of it. Definitely, I would think at some point Casey Thompson will be a coach. So, you know, it might be one end of the spectrum to the other. But yeah, that's exactly how you address it. But even listening closer to that story, you'll hear he made the mistake the previous week of doing the same and rattling up the Texas fan base. So while I think that example is a good example, if we would have taken the example of him criticizing Texas, or not even criticizing Texas, just saying something regarding Texas, and then, you know, the same sort of thing happened with the media storm down there. So that's why I said I think it hopefully will be a learning opportunity for James.
So he didn't do it twice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. All right, let's move on. All right, Matt Rhule on the portal. He opens next week. Is that what you said? This week?
Opens tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So it is this week. All right. On the portal. Everybody has the right decision has to make the right decision that's best for them. Wants them to make the decision on the right information. Don't come back and say they told me this but offered me that. Everyone is always going to have... always going to say they have something that is better. We kind of talked about this yesterday. Played the Rhule actual clip. All right, Rhule says if you aren't happy here, he wants you to leave and find what's best for you. Don't just leave because you can make a couple more bucks. All right, and said he isn't chasing anyone unless they will be a difference maker. We talked a lot about this yesterday. We played the 3-minute Rhule clip of his advice to guys entering the portal. And they seem like they're not uber concerned about this. There may be a couple guys that come and go, whatever the case may be. I think they've got their core players, so to speak, locked in, locked down, and I think they feel pretty good about things. All right, final thought. I thought this was interesting. Rhule said they can start 6 different guys at cornerback, 4 to 5 guys at safety right now. Depth in the secondary is really, really strong. I love that. That's music to my ears. correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't it one of the linebackers coaches that said our pass defense is still a work in progress?
I think he was talking about his linebackers, but yeah.
Is this a little bit of, he's just specifically talking DB and safety, not incorporating the whole pass defense, which would be the back seven, including the linebackers.
Mm-hmm. All right. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All right. I didn't want conflicting information. So he feels good about the secondary. And I'll tell people right now with the linebackers, talent. Talent, talent, athleticism, galore, youth as well. There's going to be a learning curve there. They're going to go hand in hand. They're going to be exciting to watch. They're going to be frustrating to watch as they learn and grow as the year develops. By the end of the year, man, that linebacker core, after they've had a year's worth of additional growth and development over the course of the next few months to year, they're going to be so fun to watch. That second level of the defense has got so much ability. And then you factor in, you know, Dawson McCullough, Williams and Wari, Marquez Watson-Trent, along with Shavers and McGahee, etc. They're going to be fun to watch. Part of that learning curve may be the pass defense continuing to develop as a whole, but there are so many guys in that secondary that have so much experience. So when he says, hey, we can start six different guys at cornerback, four to five guys at safety right now. Depth in the secondary is really, really strong. I believe him. Now, do you feel better about our pass defense over what we've seen, what we've heard, what we've been told to this point in the offseason, Jake?
It's interesting because those quotes, you can always go both ways with it, right? If you've got six guys that can start, why don't you have two guys that are separating to be the starter, right? So
that's a fair point.
So I think, you know, in with the personnel that we know, you have solid players like in Hartsog and Singleton and, you know, Sierra Wright. I mean, we've seen a lot of these play. Buford, we've seen a lot of these guys play. So it was already feeling good. So I guess knowing their level and that they've already been at that starting level, maybe struggled a little bit last year, but whatever the case may be, to say that the depth is getting better behind them, I think just kind of, again, using that information that we already have, that we already know four of the five guys that he's talking about, and they can play, that makes you feel better about maybe hoping there wouldn't be, or maybe diving deep into that and saying, well, there's no separation, because you know there are guys that can play there. If we can have guys that can ride up, you know, if you have six guys that can play at Sierra Wright's level, man, Nebraska's going to have a really good cornerback room.
Dang, I felt better. And then you made a really good point, Dagger. Like, do we have really good players? Or do we just have a bunch of pretty good players? Depth is phenomenal, but you've only got so many DBs on the field at once. And are those guys really good or are they just pretty good? Gosh dang it, Jake. I was starting to feel better. I had all these happy things to say. You make so many good points. A lot of times I call them daggers, but they're daggers because they're the truth. So I do appreciate that part of it. When it comes to the secondary, it's kind of still this wait and see. There is a bunch of guys with experience, a bunch of guys who can play a bunch of positions and do a bunch of different things. But how good are you going to be when it comes to your starting back seven? And specifically, your four guys in the secondary specifically. And I'm still curious to see, can we get after the quarterback? Now, the 3-3-5 or the multiple defense that we're going to run with three or four guys with their hand down the line of scrimmage from time to time, depending on whatever defense is called, that defense is built to trick, okay, catch people off guard, blitz, get you from different angles. But there's a difference between that and doing that when you want to and having to. Are we going to be able to get after the quarterback without having to constantly bring the house? That's my big question mark. And that's going to impact the pass defense as much as anything. We have not been able to just put our hand in the dirt and get after the quarterback with four guys, regardless of who they are and where they're coming from, for a long time. I will say this. One of the things I'm most proud of, I don't talk about it very often. 2005, we led the nation in sacks as a defense. 50 sacks, led the nation. When I think back on that defense, I mean, we blitzed, but it wasn't a ton. There was guys who could put their hand in the dirt and get after the quarterback. And that's something that I always took a lot of pride in. Can we do that now? Can we be better at doing that? Get closer to being good at doing that than we've been in a while. All right, when we come back, we've got one final clip to play. I have all the notes. All right, Andy Jurassic sent me all the notes. He's the guy that watches the press conferences, helps me with notes as well for John Butler, the players. We're going to save him for Thursday. Okay. James Pritch has a day-by-day podcast. It's on my website. It's exclusively on CarrickerChronicles.com. He does a really good job, and it's growing quickly. There's a clip we have, and I thought it was very intriguing. Are there some Nebraska fans that actually root for Husker sports to fail? And I was like, wow, this is very intriguing because I know that most people root for Nebraska sports to succeed, but is there a small group out there that just want chaos and they thrive in it? We're going to play that clip, and Jake and I shall discuss when we come back.